Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do. And you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to podcast on the rise of domestic murders. The number of domestic murders has risen since 2014. It's really becoming a big, big issue that needs to be addressed. So I'm going to talk about it, you know, what's going on and some red flags and why this could be occurring. So let me dive right in. A lot of the causes of domestic violence today is when one partner feels the need to control or dominate the other partner. A lot of times it's because the person that is the abuser has very low self-esteem. They're very jealous. They feel inferior to the other partner, whether it's education or socioeconomical background. Okay? The number of men murdered by intimate partners has declined, and the rise of women murdered by a partner is now 4 women a day. A woman's life is safer with somebody she doesn't know than a man she knows today. According to the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, 1 out of every 10 people murdered is by an intimate partner today. Seven of these 10 people are women, okay? And the decline has been in males being murdered. It has to do with the need for the abusive partner to gain control over the other partner, whether it's physical, sexual, or emotional. They do it by violence or threats or intimidation. So the threats can be very commonplace. A lot of red flags for threats that are going on is when they start to, you know, threaten you, put you down, and they could escalate. It could escalate and it could become very commonplace. When it becomes something that is really something that is a red alert is if your partner says to you, "I'll kill you." Research tells us that women are 15 times more likely to be murdered by somebody who says, "I'll kill you." Now, the other reason that they're saying there's such an increase in the rise of domestic murders is that there's more guns in the home. And I'm not going to get into that whole issue of gun control. That's a whole nother topic, and we could podcast for 3 days on that. But what they're arguing is that, you know, it's easier for people to have guns today for protection in the home. And when you have guns in the home for self-protection, an abused woman is 6 times more likely than other women to be killed. So there's a greater chance when there's a gun in the home. Now, there's other reasons why there's a rise in domestic murders as well. Today, women have more options to leave an abusive relationship. There's a lot more resources, and there's a lot more ways for them to escape the abusive partner. So the partner that is abusive and needs that control, they're not going to want that person to leave the relationship. They're going to try to isolate the abused partner. They're going to try to isolate them from their friends, their families, their coworkers, because they know that those type of people will give the abused partner the support to leave the relationship. So what an abuser will do is they will try to isolate somebody. So never, if you think that you're in kind of a relationship that could be abusive, never ever let that partner isolate you from friends, family, coworkers, or any other support system that you could have. Okay. And if you see any kinds of signs of anybody being abusive, whether they push you, shove you, say they're going to kill you, any of that is unacceptable. Women are at greater risk when they leave the abusive relationship. That's usually when the murder occurs or when an escalation in violence occurs, is when they want to leave the relationship, because then the abuser feels that they're losing control. And let me just say this, you guys. A lot of reasons that the abuser needs control, when somebody needs control or they're trying to control the other person, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times it's because they never had control as a child growing up. So later on in life, they feel that need for control and to be able to control somebody else. Another common thing that a lot of these murderers have that murder their partner is their hate of women. A lot of these men that have murdered their women grew up in households being groomed to hate women or not like women, or they grew up in a community like that that was not, you know, conducive to liking women or respecting women. So that's another common trait that a lot of these murderers have. So keep that in mind. Another thing you should keep in mind is that many abusers, they will try to, you know, intimidate you. They will try to blackmail you. They will do anything to try to prevent you from leaving the relationship. Now you ask yourself, why would these women stay in these relationships? Well, there's a couple of reasons why these women stay in relationships. It could be because they have children and they're trying to hold the family together. It could be because of religion and it's against their religion to break up. It could be because of finances. They have nowhere to go. They have no money, so they stay. I actually had a friend who was in an abusive relationship, and she told me that she didn't want to leave because she didn't want to go home to her mother, that as bad as it was with her husband, with the abuse, she'd rather stay there than go live home with her mother. So that was one person's reason for staying in the relationship. I also had another friend.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
A girl that was from Russia that I used to be friends with, who was in a very, very abusive relationship. The first time he hit her and she hit her head on a table, she got 160 stitches, went to the hospital, and her boyfriend told her, if you say anything to anybody at the hospital, what I did, he said, I will kill your daughter. This is a true story. And she was terrified and she had to make up all these excuses when she went to the hospital, what happened. needless to say, you know, she didn't say anything. She stayed in the relationship for a little while, and then she got to a point where she left him. And what happened is she worked at a car dealership in New York. She had a very, very good job, very pretty girl. She was at the car dealership, and he showed up at the car dealership, and he shot her, and then he shot himself. Okay? That happened right after she told him she wanted to leave the relationship. Now, his girlfriend before her actually had to leave the state because she was afraid of this guy. So this is why I tell you all the time, always look at somebody's track record. Always look at somebody's past relationships, what went on in their past. I'm telling you, if you look at somebody's past, it'll give you an idea of the type of person they are. It's like you'll be able, I don't care if they say I've changed, I haven't changed. Just look at somebody's past. It tells you a lot about the person. So that was just a story of a girl that very unfortunate what happened. So the thing is this, you guys, if you see any kind of abusive signs, you need to leave that person immediately. You need to, but before you do that, you need to have a plan. Okay, everybody needs a plan. If you find that you're in a situation where you're in an abusive relationship and it could be very violent, you need a plan. You need a support system. You need people to be there for you and support you. Okay, you don't want to put yourself in any kind of danger. You know, a lot of people that are in abusive relationships, they have to erase every text on their phone, erase everything off the computer because they're terrified that the other person will go crazy if they even text a family member. So, you know, nobody should isolate you from your family, your friends, and try to have complete control over you. So watch out for anybody if you're ever in a situation like that. If anybody calls you names, you know, there are also a lot of things that abusers are very jealous, okay? Very, very jealous. A lot of them are possessive. They constantly accuse you of being unfaithful when many times they're the unfaithful one. Now, not everybody is unfaithful that's an abuser, but a common trait of a lot of murderers and abusers is that they're very jealous. They also like to control the money. They don't want to give you too much freedom. So they're going to be the ones to try to control the money. This way, you're dependent on them. Okay? If you find that you're in a situation and you're afraid and, you know, you don't know how to get out of it, you need to call the domestic violence line. Okay? And you need to ask them for their support, as well as asking your friends and family for their support as well. You know, this is a topic that they really should teach in the schools. I know that they always talk about bullying, but it's very important to recognize signs of somebody that could be a potential abuser or murderer. You know, the red flags, if somebody threatens to kill you, if somebody shoves you, if anybody does any of these kinds of things, you know, that's how it starts. It starts with a shove. Or they say all the time, oh, it'll never happen again. But it does happen again. And then once they get more and more control over you, the violence gets worse. And then if you get to a point where you want to leave them, that's why there's a rise in murders. And what happened is there was a decline in murders up until 2014. And then in 2014, because there's more resources, you know, divorce became more acceptable. People had a way of getting out of a bad relationship. Now the rise of murders, the rise of guns for protection in the home are all issues that everybody's debating about now, are all part of why there's a rise in murders with a domestic partner. But the rise in the male murders has gone down, probably because years ago when a woman couldn't leave the relationship, her only way out was to shoot her partner or kill her partner. So keep that in mind. This is an issue that has to be addressed. Right now, nothing's really being done with it in Washington. The big thing is you have to recognize the red flags of somebody that could be abusive. You have to make sure that you're never isolated, that you're never dependent on anybody. And you know what? That goes for any relationship that you're in, okay? It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that's abusive or somebody who's a potential murderer. You should always have your independence because you know what? You never know what could happen in life. You never know if you'll end up divorced. You never know if you'll end up alone. You'll never know if one person gets sick. You always have to be independent. You always have to have your own because that's life is funny and you want to be protected in the sense that you're not dependent on anybody for financial reasons or any other reasons. So keep that in mind, and these are the things that you have to be aware of, okay? If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button, you guys, and thanks for listening. Hey, everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about a great company that gives you cash back for shopping. They have all the major retailers on there. Why not get cash back? It doesn't cost you anything. They have Amazon on there. You could get up to 8% back for anything that you buy. You have Walmart. They have Macy's, eBay, Hotels.com, Old Navy, Home Depot, QVC. So check out the link. It's in my podcast details. It's tinyurl.com/askyazcashback. Okay. So shop and get money back for anything that you buy at the major retailers. It doesn't cost you anything. So check out the link in my podcast details and have a great day.